Good morning. Welcome to the DFS Armor YouTube channel. I am Razzle11, and you can find me on Twitter at Razzle11Grinds. Gonna take a look at some pitching for today, the 1st of July. Happy 4th weekend to everybody. Hopefully enjoying it with some drinks, friends, family. Great sunshine probably. But yeah, we have a 7-game day slate and a 5-game main slate on DK. FanDuel, I believe, is a little different. But I focus on DraftKings since that's where a majority of my play is. My FanDuel pitching pool is a lot smaller than my DK one for obvious reasons. But let's kind of dig in here. Starting at the top, we have the two guys facing off against each other, Eovaldi and Brown. Nathan Eovaldi is one that intrigues me quite a bit. Throwing the ball extremely well this season. K numbers are stronger at home. K to walk ratio is much stronger as well. Has been touched up a little bit recently, but that's all right. I just like his upside. I know Houston is a somewhat dangerous offense, but I like his ability in this spot. He is a -140 favorite at home. And the game has a total sitting at 8 right now, it looks like. So I definitely like Eovaldi over Brown. I don't mind Brown at all. He did shut down this Texas squad earlier. He has been best on the road, aside from his home run rate. But to me, he's a little more volatile. Texas offense is a little more dangerous than Houston offense at this point, but he is an interesting pivot away from Eovaldi if you wanted to be a little different. And I don't expect Brown to be super popular because we have Zach Wheeler for 200 cheaper taking on Washington. Washington did light him up earlier. He has been stronger at home. I do have some worries, kind of going back to the beginning of the season where I thought Wheeler and Nola were due for a little regression this year, based on the number of innings and months that they were pitching last year. I still really like the spot. Washington isn't a huge K team, surprisingly, but I still like Wheeler quite a bit. And Vegas does too. He's a -220 favorite right now, which is tied with Dylan Cease on this day slate for the largest favorite, it looks like. So yeah, Wheeler just makes a ton of sense. I kind of hope some people look at that last start against Washington and kind of shy away. I'm not sure that they will. Charlie Morton at home. This year's version of Morton at home is not as strong as last year's. He did dominate this Miami squad. He is allowing some runs and some walks, so that's kind of an issue. But this Atlanta offense is just so dangerous and putting up runs for him. I actually think this is a really interesting pitching matchup against Eury Pérez. Morton is a -170 favorite, so he's definitely going to be in my pool. I would just maybe rank him 3rd out of the top 4 here. And that could obviously change as the morning goes on and I dig in deeper. Corbin Burns, he's going to be in my pool, but I don't feel great about it. He's not throwing the ball all that well. His strikeouts have disappeared again, allowing runs. There's some worries. He has been better away from home. He's a -130 favorite in this game. But a few of the Pittsburgh bats are heating up quite a bit, so I don't feel super confident about Corbin Burns at this point. Eury Pérez, as much as I love the kid's upside, the fact that he won me, helped me win 50K, all of that, hasn't allowed a run in, approaching a month, has allowed just one run over his last 6 starts. Filthy kid. I don't know that I can pick on Atlanta's bats right now. Ton of power going on up and down the lineup. Just super dangerous. I just don't know if he can get shut them down for 6 innings. He's borderline right now. The upside is great, but I just don't want to have to pick on the Braves ultimately. And it also helps that there's Dylan Cease down here, who's just too cheap right now. But Verlander, strongest at home. San Francisco does strike out a little bit. So there's some upside, but Verlander hasn't been striking guys out a whole lot. I'm interested, but I'm not planning to go super heavy. He's a minus 145 favorite against the Giants. Getting to Dylan Cease. Cease has figured things out after a rough start to the season. 2 runs or less in 5 straight starts. 9 Ks or more in 3 straight. Settling in pretty strongly. Like I mentioned earlier, a minus 220 favorite at just 8K. Going to be super popular. I mean, extremely popular. Going down a couple guys that I am considering. Mackenzie Gore, even though it's against Philadelphia, I really like his ability. He was solid against them earlier. He's been best on the road. He's dominant against right-handed bats, which definitely going to be key. So I like Mackenzie Gore GPP wise, even though he is a large underdog. The other guy I'm considering is Oviedo. Obvious reasons I pick on the Brewers all the time. 2 earned runs or less in 5 of his last 6 starts. Solid trends coming in. Better at home. Slight underdog, but the game has just an 8 total. I'm interested for sure. I'm just not sure how much exposure I'll get. Again, with Dylan Cease being 8K, it kind of changes things around on this slate. So I'm gonna have to do some eliminating maybe to get down to 8 guys. Maybe I do eliminate Corbin Burns and just hope that he continues his recent trends. But we'll see as the day goes on. Going to the main slate. I didn't mention it earlier. There is some weather throughout the day. Nothing with extreme PPD risk, but there's a number of games with delay risk. So definitely want to pay attention. It's also a number of games with a lot of higher temperatures, so might be a good day for hitting. But let's take a look at this main slate here. Marcus Stroman's a minus 135 favorite against Cleveland, who I don't fear at all. They don't strike out a ton, which is worrisome. Stroman's coming off of a rough start in London. But I love the way he is thrown at home. Wrigley, wind's blowing in from right at 5 miles an hour, so basically nothing. But the key thing is it's not blowing out. So Stroman's going to be, one of the stronger options on this slate for me. Tyler Glasnow, extreme upside. There's some volatility. Seattle strikes out a ton, so the K upside for Glasnow is through the roof. He's a minus 120 favorite. Game total of just 7.5. I'm certainly interested, and obviously, no weather issues in Seattle, which is always nice. So I think Glasnow's perfectly fine. Probably going to end up my favorite pitcher on the slate just based off of pure upside. Julio Urías, going to have to check in. It looks like he threw 60 pitches in his rehab start. Looked great. He hit the injured list a month and a half ago, and really was struggling. So I don't know if I want to play the wait and see game with him. He is a minus 235 favorite, but we know that the Dodgers can be really stingy with their pitchers. He might only throw 70 to 75 pitches. I'm not really sure yet. I believe Kansas City is the one game with a high delay risk in game. We have it about 60% in game. That's up there. So, maybe he only goes 3 or 4 innings. So I don't know if I can get there, unfortunately. George Kirby, the other side of Glasnow in the 7.5 total game, certainly an option. Tampa Bay can strike out. They've come down a little bit, but I know they scored some runs last night. Kirby has been strongest at home, so I think he's definitely in play for us. Tanner Bibby is going to be in play for me against the Cubs. The Cubs offense just doesn't scare me a whole lot. Bibby's thrown 105 pitches in each of his last two starts. The walks are an issue for me. I hate walks from starting pitchers. But there's some strikeout ability. And like I mentioned, the wind is blowing in Wrigley, all of 5 miles an hour, but it's still blowing in. So I'm very interested in Bibby as well. Not overly interested in Tyler Anderson, even though his Ks have come up. I actually like this Arizona squad a little too much. His numbers just aren't all that strong, so I have no problem not using him. Don't really think I'm going to use anybody else down here. I guess I didn't know that Jeff Criswell. Maybe I have to dig into Criswell a little bit, but he is pitching in Coors, so is that something we really want to do? Zach Lowe, I don't think I'm going to go there, especially at 6,400 in Coors. So maybe we have to look into Criswell more. And I will as the day goes on. And I'll have some updates in my notes for this main slate. But on a slate with not a ton of pitching options, I know it's only a five gamer, but maybe we just have to consider a min-priced guy if he's going to get us multiple innings. So there we have it. There's a first look at the pitching for today. If you enjoy what I bring to you, please hit the like button, hit the subscribe button, turn the notification bell on. Get that alert anytime we drop videos here at DFS Army. And if you want to join us, get access to coaches, our tools, Discord. I will put links in the description below. You can use promo code RAZ, that's RAZ, for 10% off monthly. Or I believe you can still use Summer 50 for 50% off your first month. And as always, best of luck, everybody.